1. Pedagogy of the Oppressed. By Paulo Freire. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Pedagogy of the Oppressed, written by Paulo Freire in 1968, is a book that examines the relationship between education and oppression. It argues that traditional forms of education are oppressive because they do not allow for dialogue or critical thinking. Instead, students are taught to accept what they are told without questioning it. The book proposes an alternative approach to teaching which encourages dialogue and critical thinking as well as respect for all people regardless of their social status or background. Freire begins by discussing how oppression works in society and how it affects both those who oppress and those who are oppressed. He then goes on to discuss how traditional forms of education perpetuate this cycle of oppression by teaching students only what is deemed acceptable knowledge rather than allowing them to explore different ideas and perspectives. He argues that this type of education does not foster creativity or independent thought but instead creates a culture where conformity is valued over individuality. The second part of the book focuses on Freire's proposed solution, liberation pedagogy. This form of pedagogy emphasizes dialogue between teachers and students as well as mutual respect among all participants in the learning process. It also encourages critical thinking so that students can develop their own opinions about various topics rather than simply accepting what they have been taught without question. Finally, Freire discusses ways in which educators can implement his proposed solutions into their classrooms, such as creating an environment where everyone feels respected regardless of race, gender, class, etc., encouraging open discussion among peers, using problem-solving activities instead of lectures when possible, providing opportunities for self-reflection through writing assignments, etc. In conclusion, Pedagogy of the Oppressed provides an insightful look at how traditional forms of education perpetuate cycles of oppression while proposing an alternative approach based on mutual respect and dialogue which allows individuals to think critically about various topics from multiple perspectives, thus fostering creativity within each student. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Education should be a process of liberation. Education should be a process of liberation that allows people to become conscious of their oppression and to take action to free themselves from it. Freire argues that traditional education is oppressive and does not allow for critical thinking or self-determination. Main idea number 2. Dialogue is essential for liberation. Dialogue is essential for liberation because it allows people to understand their own oppression and to develop a collective consciousness. Freire argues that dialogue should be used to create a space for critical thinking and to foster a sense of solidarity among the oppressed. Main idea number 3. Oppression is a form of violence. Oppression is a form of violence that is perpetuated by the oppressor in order to maintain power and control. Freire argues that oppression is a form of violence that must be resisted in order to achieve liberation. Main idea number 4. Education should be a process of problem posing. Education should be a process of problem posing that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that problem posing is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 5. Education should be a process of conscientization. Education should be a process of conscientization that allows people to become aware of their oppression and to take action to free themselves from it. Freire argues that conscientization is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 6. Education should be a process of praxis. Education should be a process of praxis that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that praxis is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 7. Education should be a process of reflection. Education should be a process of reflection that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that reflection is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 8. Education should be a process of transformation. Education should be a process of transformation that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that transformation is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 9. Education should be a process of liberation. Education should be a process of liberation that allows people to become conscious of their oppression and to take action to free themselves from it. Freire argues that liberation is essential for freedom because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 10. Education should be a process of critical thinking. Education should be a process of critical thinking that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that critical thinking is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 11. Education should be a process of self-determination. Education should be a process of self-determination that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that self-determination is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 12. Education should be a process of solidarity. Education should be a process of solidarity that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that solidarity is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 13. Education should be a process of liberation through knowledge. Education should be a process of liberation through knowledge that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that knowledge is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 14. Education should be a process of liberation through action. Education should be a process of liberation through action that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that action is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 15. Education should be a process of liberation through dialogue. Education should be a process of liberation through dialogue that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that dialogue is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 16. Education should be a process of liberation through praxis. Education should be a process of liberation through praxis that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that praxis is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 17. Education should be a process of liberation through reflection. Education should be a process of liberation through reflection that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that reflection is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 18. Education should be a process of liberation through transformation. Education should be a process of liberation through transformation that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that transformation is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 19. Education should be a process of liberation through critical thinking. Education should be a process of liberation through critical thinking that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that critical thinking is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main idea number 20. Education should be a process of liberation through self-determination. Education should be a process of liberation through self-determination that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that self-determination is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Education should be a process of liberation that allows people to become aware of their oppression and take action to free themselves from it. This means creating an educational environment where students are encouraged to think critically, question authority, and develop their own ideas about the world around them. It also involves teaching students how to recognize oppressive systems in society and how they can work together with others to challenge these systems. Education should not just be about memorizing facts or following instructions. Instead, it should empower individuals by giving them the tools they need to make informed decisions for themselves. Freire argues that traditional education is oppressive because it does not allow for critical thinking or self-determination. He believes that education should focus on developing skills such as problem-solving, creativity, communication, collaboration, and critical analysis so that students can become active participants in their own learning process. By doing this, Freire believes we can create an educational system which encourages autonomy and freedom rather than conformity. Ultimately, education should be a liberating force which helps people understand the power dynamics at play in our society so they can actively participate in changing them for the better. Through this kind of education, we can help create a more equitable world where everyone has access to opportunities regardless of race or class. Main idea number 2. Dialogue is essential for liberation because it allows people to understand their own oppression and to develop a collective consciousness. Through dialogue, individuals can come together to share experiences, discuss ideas, and challenge oppressive systems. This type of communication helps create an environment where everyone feels safe enough to express themselves without fear of retribution or judgment. It also encourages critical thinking by allowing participants to question the status quo and explore alternative solutions. Freire argues that dialogue should be used as a tool for liberation in order to foster solidarity among the oppressed. By engaging in meaningful conversations with one another, individuals can gain insight into how they are affected by oppressive structures and begin working towards dismantling them. Dialogue also provides an opportunity for those who have been silenced or marginalized within society to have their voices heard. Ultimately, dialogue is essential for liberation because it enables people to recognize their shared struggles and work together towards creating a more equitable world. Through open discussion and mutual understanding, we can build bridges between different communities and create lasting change. Main idea number 3. Oppression is a form of violence that is perpetuated by the oppressor in order to maintain power and control. It can take many forms, such as physical, psychological, economic, or social. Oppression involves the use of force or coercion to limit an individual's freedom and autonomy. This type of violence often results in feelings of helplessness and despair among those who are oppressed. Paulo Freire argues that oppression must be resisted in order to achieve liberation. He believes that it is only through collective action and solidarity between the oppressed that true liberation can be achieved. He also emphasizes the importance of education as a tool for empowerment. He believes that knowledge should be used to challenge oppressive systems rather than reinforce them. Freire's work has been influential in inspiring movements for social justice around the world. His ideas have helped shape our understanding of how oppression works and how we can fight against it. By recognizing oppression as a form of violence, we can begin to understand its causes and develop strategies for challenging it. Main idea number 4. Education should be a process of problem posing that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Through problem posing, individuals can develop a critical consciousness which enables them to recognize the power dynamics at play in their lives and take action against oppression. Problem posing encourages students to think critically about the world around them, question existing systems of power, and create solutions for social change. It also helps students understand how they are affected by these systems of power and how they can work together with others to create positive change. Problem posing is an essential part of Freire's pedagogy because it allows people to become aware of their own potential for liberation from oppressive forces. By engaging in dialogue with one another through problem posing activities, individuals can gain insight into their own experiences as well as those of others who may be facing similar struggles. This understanding then leads to collective action towards creating more equitable societies. Ultimately, education should be a process that empowers people rather than oppresses them. Problem posing provides an opportunity for individuals to engage in meaningful dialogue about issues affecting their lives while developing skills necessary for taking action against injustice. In this way, problem posing serves as an important tool for achieving true liberation. Main idea number 5. Education should be a process of conscientization that allows people to become aware of their oppression and to take action to free themselves from it. Freire argues that conscientization is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to recognize the structures of power, domination, and exploitation in society. Through this process, individuals can identify the sources of their oppression and begin taking steps towards liberation. Conscientization also encourages individuals to think critically about how they are affected by oppressive systems. It helps them understand how these systems shape their lives and how they can work together with others who share similar experiences in order to challenge those systems. By developing an understanding of the causes behind their oppression, individuals can create strategies for collective action that will lead towards social transformation. Finally, education through conscientization provides an opportunity for self-empowerment as well as collective empowerment. As individuals gain knowledge about oppressive structures in society, they become empowered with the tools necessary for challenging those structures. This leads not only towards individual freedom but also towards collective freedom as more people come together in solidarity against injustice. Main idea number 6. Education should be a process of praxis that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Through praxis, individuals can develop a critical consciousness which enables them to recognize the power dynamics at play in their lives and take action against oppression. This type of education encourages students to think critically about the world around them, question existing systems, and work towards creating more equitable societies. It also helps students understand how they are affected by these systems and how they can use their knowledge to create positive change. Praxis is an important tool for liberation because it gives people the opportunity to reflect on their experiences within oppressive structures and actively resist those structures. By engaging in this type of learning, individuals gain insight into how power works in society as well as strategies for challenging it. Furthermore, through praxis-based education, people learn skills such as problem-solving, communication, collaboration, leadership development, all essential tools for creating meaningful social change. Main idea number 7. Education should be a process of reflection that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Reflection is an important part of the learning process, as it encourages individuals to think critically about their experiences and how they can use them to create positive change in society. Through reflection, students can gain insight into the power dynamics at play in their lives and develop strategies for challenging these systems. Reflection also helps students understand how their own actions may contribute to oppression or injustice, allowing them to take responsibility for creating a more equitable world. Freire argues that reflection is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. By reflecting on their experiences, individuals are able to recognize patterns of inequality and injustice in society, which gives them the knowledge necessary for taking meaningful action towards social transformation. Furthermore, Freire believes that through reflective practice, people can become aware of themselves as agents of change who have the capacity to shape history. Main idea number 8. Education should be a process of transformation that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Through this process, individuals can gain an understanding of the power dynamics at play in their lives and how they are affected by them. This knowledge can then be used to create meaningful change within society. Freire argues that transformation is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. This type of education encourages students to think critically about the world around them, question existing systems, and work towards creating more equitable societies. It also helps individuals recognize their own agency in making positive changes in their communities. By engaging with transformative education, students learn how to use their voices as tools for social justice. Transformative education is not only beneficial for individual growth but also has implications on larger societal issues such as poverty, racism, sexism, homophobia, ableism, etc. It provides an opportunity for those who have been historically marginalized or oppressed to reclaim control over their lives and fight back against oppressive forces. Main idea number 9. Education should be a process of liberation that allows people to become aware of their oppression and to take action to free themselves from it. This means that education must not only provide knowledge, but also the tools for critical thinking and analysis so that individuals can identify oppressive structures in society and work towards dismantling them. Education should empower individuals by providing them with the skills they need to challenge existing power dynamics, as well as giving them access to resources which will help them create more equitable systems. Freire argues that liberation is essential for freedom because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and recognize how oppressive forces are at play in their lives. Through this awareness, individuals can then take action against these forces by engaging in collective struggle or creating alternative forms of social organization. In addition, Freire emphasizes the importance of dialogue between teachers and students. He believes that through dialogue, both parties can learn from each other's experiences and perspectives. Ultimately, education should be seen as an ongoing process of liberation rather than simply a way of transmitting information. By recognizing its potential for transformation, we can use education as a tool for creating more just societies where everyone has equal opportunities for self-determination. Main idea number 10. Education should be a process of critical thinking that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Critical thinking is essential for liberation because it enables individuals to develop a critical consciousness, which can help them recognize the power dynamics at play in their lives and take action against oppression. Through this process, students learn how to think critically about the world around them, question existing systems of power, and create new solutions that are more equitable. Critical thinking also encourages students to become active participants in their own learning by engaging with material on an analytical level rather than simply memorizing facts or blindly accepting what they're taught. This type of education helps foster creativity and independent thought while providing students with the skills necessary for problem-solving in real-world situations. Ultimately, education should be a process of critical thinking that empowers individuals to challenge oppressive structures and create meaningful change. By teaching students how to think critically about the world around them, educators can equip them with the tools needed for self-empowerment and social transformation. Main idea number 11. Education should be a process of self-determination that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. This means that education should not only provide knowledge, but also the tools for students to think critically about their own experiences and those of others. Education should empower individuals to recognize how power dynamics shape their lives and how they can work together with others to create change. It is important for educators to foster an environment where students feel safe enough to express themselves freely without fear of judgment or retribution. Freire argues that self-determination is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and take action against oppression. He believes that when individuals are able to understand the systems in which they live, they can begin challenging them from within. Through this process, Freire suggests that people can become agents of social transformation by recognizing their own potential as well as the potential of collective action. In order for education to truly be a process of self-determination, it must go beyond simply providing information. Instead, it must encourage dialogue between teachers and students so that everyone has an opportunity to share ideas and perspectives on issues related to power dynamics in society. Furthermore, educators need resources such as books written by authors from diverse backgrounds who have experienced oppression firsthand in order for students' learning experiences reflect these realities. Main idea number 12. Education should be a process of solidarity that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Solidarity is essential for liberation because it enables individuals to develop a critical consciousness, which can then be used to take action against oppression. Through solidarity, people are able to recognize the interconnectedness of their struggles and work together towards collective liberation. This type of education encourages collaboration between different groups in order to create an environment where everyone's voices are heard and respected. It also provides opportunities for dialogue and understanding so that all members of society can learn from each other's experiences. Solidarity-based education also promotes empathy by allowing students to understand how their actions affect others. By recognizing the humanity in those who have been oppressed, we can begin to build bridges between different communities and foster mutual respect. Additionally, this type of education helps us become aware of our own privileges as well as those held by others, thus enabling us to better understand power dynamics within society. Ultimately, education should be a process of solidarity that works towards creating an equitable world free from oppression. Through this approach, we can empower ourselves and each other while working towards collective liberation. Main idea number 13. Education should be a process of liberation through knowledge that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that knowledge is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Through education, individuals can gain the skills necessary to recognize injustice in their society and work towards creating positive change. Education should also provide students with the tools they need to think critically about the world around them, enabling them to question existing power dynamics and create new ways of understanding social issues. Freire emphasizes that education must go beyond simply providing information. Instead, it should foster an environment where students are encouraged to engage in dialogue with each other as well as their teachers. This type of learning encourages students to explore different perspectives on topics such as race, gender, class, sexuality, religion, etc., allowing them to form their own opinions based on evidence rather than relying solely on what they have been taught by authority figures. Ultimately, education should be seen not only as a way for individuals to acquire knowledge but also as an opportunity for personal growth and development. By engaging in meaningful conversations about difficult topics within the classroom setting or outside of it, students can learn how best use their newfound knowledge in order to liberate themselves from oppressive systems. Main idea number 14. Education should be a process of liberation through action that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that action is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Through this process, individuals can become aware of the power dynamics at play in their lives and how they are being oppressed by them. This awareness leads to an understanding of how these systems work, which then enables individuals to create strategies for challenging them. Action-based education also encourages students to think critically about the world around them and question existing norms or beliefs. It helps students understand why certain systems exist, who benefits from them, and what alternatives might look like. By engaging in meaningful dialogue with peers, teachers can help foster an environment where students feel empowered enough to speak up when something doesn't seem right or fair. Ultimately, education should be seen as a tool for liberation rather than simply imparting knowledge or skills. Through active learning experiences such as debates, simulations, role-playing activities, field trips, etc., educators can provide opportunities for students to explore different perspectives on social issues while developing their own sense of agency. Main idea number 15. Education should be a process of liberation through dialogue that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Dialogue is essential for liberation because it encourages critical thinking, allowing individuals to recognize the power dynamics at play in their lives and take action against them. Through dialogue, students can learn how to question authority, think critically about the world around them, and develop an understanding of how they can work together to create positive change. Dialogue also helps foster empathy by providing a space for different perspectives to be heard. This creates an environment where everyone feels respected and valued regardless of their background or beliefs. By engaging in meaningful conversations with one another, students are able to gain insight into different points of view, which can help them better understand each other's experiences. Finally, dialogue provides an opportunity for collective problem solving as well as collaboration between teachers and students. Through this type of exchange, both parties are able to share ideas on how best to address issues related to oppression while also learning from each other's unique perspectives. Main idea number 16. Education should be a process of liberation through praxis that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Praxis is the combination of reflection and action, which Freire argues is essential for true liberation. Through praxis, individuals can develop a critical consciousness that enables them to recognize how oppressive systems are perpetuated in their lives. This understanding then leads to taking action against these oppressive structures. Praxis also encourages individuals to think critically about their own experiences and beliefs, allowing them to question what they have been taught by society or authority figures. By engaging in this type of self-reflection, people can gain insight into how power dynamics shape their lives and the world around them. Furthermore, it gives them the tools necessary for challenging those power dynamics. Ultimately, education should be seen as an ongoing process of liberation through praxis that helps people understand oppression and take meaningful steps towards dismantling it. It provides individuals with the knowledge needed to recognize injustice in all its forms so they can work together towards creating a more equitable future. Main idea number 17. Education should be a process of liberation through reflection that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Reflection is essential for liberation because it enables individuals to develop a critical consciousness, which can help them recognize the ways in which they are oppressed and take action against those oppressions. Through reflection, individuals can gain insight into their own experiences and how these experiences shape their understanding of the world around them. Reflection also helps people understand how power dynamics operate within society, allowing them to see how certain groups are privileged while others are marginalized or excluded. This awareness can lead to an increased sense of empathy towards those who experience oppression on a daily basis. By reflecting on one's own life experiences as well as those of others, individuals can begin to question existing systems of power and work towards creating more equitable societies. Finally, Freire argues that education should be used as a tool for liberation rather than simply providing knowledge or skills. Education should empower students by giving them the tools they need to think critically about their lives and the world around them so that they may become agents of change in their communities. Main idea number 18. Education should be a process of liberation through transformation that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that transformation is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Through this process, individuals can gain the knowledge and skills necessary to recognize injustice in their own lives, as well as in society at large. This understanding can then lead them towards meaningful change by inspiring them to become active agents of social justice. Transformation also involves recognizing one's own powerlessness within oppressive systems, which can be difficult but ultimately liberating. By acknowledging the limitations imposed on us by these systems, we are able to see our potential for resistance and growth beyond those boundaries. In addition, education should provide opportunities for students to explore different perspectives on issues such as race, gender, class, sexuality, and other forms of oppression so they may better understand how these forces shape their lives. Ultimately, education should strive towards creating an environment where everyone feels safe enough to express themselves freely without fear or judgment. It should foster an atmosphere of mutual respect between teachers and students while encouraging dialogue about controversial topics with open-mindedness and empathy. Education must also equip learners with the tools needed for self-empowerment so they may continue challenging oppressive structures even after leaving school. Main idea number 19. Education should be a process of liberation through critical thinking that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Freire argues that critical thinking is essential for liberation because it allows people to develop a critical consciousness and to take action against oppression. Critical thinking enables individuals to recognize the power dynamics at play in society, as well as their own potential for agency within those systems. It also encourages them to question existing norms and ideologies, which can lead to greater understanding of how these systems work and how they can be changed. Critical thinking helps individuals understand the implications of their actions on others, allowing them to make more informed decisions about how they interact with the world around them. This type of education empowers students by giving them the tools necessary for self-determination and autonomy. By engaging in this kind of learning, students are able to become active participants in creating a more equitable society. Main idea number 20. Education should be a process of liberation through self-determination that allows people to identify and challenge oppressive structures. Self-determination is essential for liberation because it enables individuals to develop a critical consciousness, which can help them recognize the power dynamics at play in their lives and take action against oppression. Through self-determination, individuals are able to gain an understanding of how they have been shaped by oppressive forces and how they can use their own agency to resist those forces. Self-determination also encourages people to think critically about the world around them and question existing systems of power. It helps them understand why certain groups are marginalized or excluded from society, as well as what needs to change in order for everyone to have equal access to resources and opportunities. By developing this type of awareness, individuals can become empowered agents who actively work towards creating more equitable societies. Ultimately, education should be a process of liberation through self-determination that allows people not only to recognize but also confront oppressive structures. This type of education empowers individuals with knowledge so that they may make informed decisions about their lives and fight for justice on behalf of themselves and others. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.